A week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life, by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
It's 9:23. Good morning. Got the clouds hanging around, not doing a whole lot of movement on thermometer. 19 degrees right now. Thursday talk around continues. Got to check in with Mary Wolf Graham, director out at Twin Town Villa for our Thursday report. Mary on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on? I always like to say, catch me up with the hive out there and everything buzzing around at Twin Town Villa. What's going on?
Well, we had music in the building this week again. Gary came. We haven't had him for a while. He's like a traveling musician. And so he came and visited with us and, tell stories of his travel and play some songs. So there was lots of sing-alongs and toe-tapping and some dancing. I don't know if you caught that on our social media stuff. And then today we're back to our normal Thursday of busy Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always busy. Morning exercises this morning are warming us up for this cold day. And then we have Catholic services this morning. We have manicures this afternoon. We have card games going on again this afternoon and games. So the we're forecasted for a snowstorm coming in, but, you know, here at the villa, you know, it may be ugly outside, but we're still active. There's people walking the halls, getting their walks in, their steps in, you know, and, activity is still going on here. It doesn't slow us down.
Absolutely, and I can't believe you forgot this because I noticed this the other day. Speaking of outside of Twin Town Villa, you've got two ducks that are already out in the already on the pond, so ducklings can't be far behind.
I hope they're a little far behind because I heard on the news the other day that they're not even anticipating snow melt until after Easter. So I hope those little ducklings are a little bit behind.
Absolutely,
we don't want them born in the snow.
Well, and again, when you look forward to summer out there at Twin Town Villa too, you take the music, Mary, you take it outside where people can really kind of dance around and do some toe tapping.
We do. We have a lot of fun out here. And so we want to, you know, just because you're in a facility, an assisted living facility, doesn't mean you don't want to enjoy the things you used to enjoy when you lived at home. And so being outside, having picnics outside, having gatherings outside is something that everybody does. And so we want to continue those things even here at the villa when our residents move in.
Mary, we always talk about availability. Do you have any availability right now?
We don't. We do have a waiting list, and anything can happen at any time. And so we did have a couple rooms come available, but they, of course, were swallowed up with the waiting list people. And so if you are interested, you know, openings do happen. You want to get on our waiting list so that you are taken care of.
Right. Absolutely. And people, you always invite people to just stop in and take a tour, right?
We do. Come on by.
Okay.
Hang out with us and tour at what an amazing facility we have.
Fantastic. Mary, you have a great rest of the week, a good weekend, and you and I will talk next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We talk with Mary every Thursday at this time. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
A good portion of farm country is missing the typical winter snowpack. John Baranek, an ag meteorologist with DTN, says it's been a very unusual winter.
It's been a really strange winter. It's been a super warm winter. So anytime we've had chance for precipitation or snow, it might have come for a little bit and then melted. I mean, they even got 2 feet of snow in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois back in January when we had the polar vortex kind of move through. But that melted off in less than a month. And we just have not had snow cover stick around. And that's really led to the ground being warm enough to just soak all that moisture in. It's kind of a double-edged sword of good and bad. The soils need it. We didn't have anywhere across farm country that really had good soil moisture at the end of last year.
The southern states are faring much better in terms of rebuilding soil moisture.
We've had an active pattern that's been really good for a lot of, especially the southern tier of the country, with building in soil moisture for them. But for us around here up in the upper Midwest, most of the Corn Belt, a lot of that's great to have the moisture come through. But then now we don't have the snowpack left over to melt off slowly, gradually to lead us into the spring season. And so we're really dependent on spring precipitation here to carry us into planting.
What is putting a damper on free trade agreement efforts? Gary Crawford has the latest.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack sometimes faces criticism from lawmakers who complain that the administration is not negotiating free trade agreements with trading partners around the world.
They send me letters about this all the time. They say, Secretary, we need free trade agreements.
But Vilsack told this week's AgriPulse Food Policy Summit that in order to have meaningful free trade negotiations, Congress needs to pass a Trade Promotion Authority bill, so-called Fast Track, which would limit action by Congress to just an up-and-down vote on any agreement. Without that Fast Track process in place,
it means that 535 members of the House and the Senate can amend any trade agreement you negotiate. Now, folks, put yourself in that position. Let's say I'm negotiating with you. And you know that the deal I make with you isn't the final deal because 535 people could amend it. What kind of deal are you going to make with me?
Probably, Vilsack says, not a very good one or no agreement at all. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This is Ag Central.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems is one of the largest Brock bin dealers in the U.S. Our expert team is dedicated to creating a customized plan for your future success. Expanding your operation has never been easier with our range of Brock solid bins, grain dryers, conveyors, and more. As your trusted partner, we are committed to serving the needs of farmers. Take the first step toward success and call Gateway Building Systems today.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.